I can see my breath, guys. I can literally see the vapor from my mouth as I speak. But we're not going to talk about that. Because... Shit. I come up with so many different sayings.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Lit Like Leash, the only place on the internet that gives you the three best things in life: weed, chicks, and vibes. So I am currently up. It is 6:19 a.m. and it is Thanksgiving break. I feel like I want to watch the sunset and smoke a blunt, so that's what this episode is going to be about. And I said sunset like an idiot. It's 6 a.m. and I said sunset. Let's keep that in mind. Anyway, it's going to be a solo sesh today. I've never done a solo episode before, but we'll see how this goes. My parents are asleep. Well, my dad's away at a gig, but my mom's asleep before she goes to work. But I'm going to go out. Mind you, I live in the woods, so we'll see how this goes. It's mad dark outside. Mad dark outside. So I'm going to go outside to my car, and yeah, that's what we're gonna do. So see you guys in a little bit. Update. I just googled to try and figure out how long I'd have to be outside in order to catch the sunrise where I live. So, yeah, it says 6:57, currently 6:22 now, so it looks like we're about to have to rough this out really quick in the cold. But yeah, update, when I come back, I'm going to finish rolling really quick, and then we'll be in the car when you guys hear me again. All right, toodles.
All right, so we back in this bitch. And bitch, is it cold. I tell you, these Pennsylvania winters, they ain't no shit to play with. But we back in this bitch. We in my car. Mary Jane, shout out to Mary Jane. You know, she's been a real one so far since I got her. Let me stop being so loud. But anyway, let me say this first. It is a little bit of daylight coming through. It's not sunset time yet. I don't see any colors or anything breaking out. It's just blue. But I tell you, I didn't want to wake up my mom. I don't know if anyone else has this issue, but you know when you have parents that know you smoke, it's like they don't even like, it's not like they don't want you to smoke. I mean, my mom, she doesn't approve of me smoking. And, you know, like most black moms, especially most Caribbean black moms, you know, but she knows that I'm grown, I'm doing my stuff, and that's the thing that I also want to talk about. Let me light the blunt before I miss the sunrise talking to y'all. Wow, when it's so cold, the lighter go out. Like, you didn't even blow on it, it just went out on its own. That's when you know you gotta do better. So I'm smoking on some Kush I got from campus. Just some regular stuff. It gets me pretty high. I don't know the exact strain name, and I love to give you guys that so that way you can understand what I'm smoking on and the effects that it could give you. Me, I'm a nerd. I'll go back to the other thing in a second, but I'll just say this. Me, I'm a nerd. I like when people tell me the strain names that we're smoking on, because I like to go on Leafly. I don't know about none of y'all, but Leafly is the shit. I love going on Leafly. Shout out to Leafly. Give me my promo and my support, because I just promoed y'all on my shit. But shout out to them, because I always look it up to see, okay, did anyone else get the same effect? Did anyone else think that it was an alright strain? Did anyone else think it was shitty? Like, that's what I like to do. But this plug, you know, campus plugs, they young, they don't know what the fuck they doing. So I just got told it was Kush. Anyway, I rolled it in a great game. I know. Another double negative, but... don't get me wrong. I love games, but... bitch is freezing. Hold on. Like, I'm trying to keep it cute and classy, but I was not going to turn on my car. But all right, I don't like that. She's gonna be too loud. We can't put her on. I'm gonna have to freeze to death. I see. But yeah, back on the subject of parents and smoking, which I guess that can be one of the topics we talk about today. Like, my parents, like, all right, let's start off with just parents in general. Most parents don't. Whoa. Most parents don't allow their children to die to get the high. Okay. Shit. So, most parents, as I frantically look for water. Okay. Most parents don't allow their children to smoke, which is understandable because marijuana is still considered by a lot of people to be a narcotic, which I don't believe it is. It's an herb. It comes from the earth. Narcotics are chemical. So let's not put that in the same, you know, breath or view. But I can see my breath, guys. I can literally see the vapor from my mouth as I speak. But we're not going to talk about that. But, you know, my parents, and it depends on the family situation you come from as well. My parents, I came to them when I was older. I wasn't exactly born to them. As many of you guys know, I'm adopted. If you don't know, now you know. Shout out to Biggie. That's why I can't do these episodes by myself, because I have literal whole conversations with myself. But anyway. So, now you know, and I came to them when literally like maybe 2 years ago is when I first met my parents. I'm 21 now. I met them when I was 19. You know, like, it's like, it's different because I'm not their biological child. So it's not like, especially I was grown. So it's not like when I told them, they couldn't be like, oh, well, you can't smoke, because, you know, I'm grown. I'm past 18, so it's kind of like I've been doing this, so you can't really change me after the fact. But some parents, especially when you're born, and those are your biological parents, it's a dub for you. Like, honestly, and I used to judge my best friend Chris and T, the people you be hearing the rest of the gang. I used to judge them because they'd be like, oh, my parents, you know, they wouldn't accept it. They're Caribbean, they're Jamaican. Like, my parents wouldn't get it. Like, I wish I could. Like, if I'd be like, why don't you guys just tell your parents you smoke? Like, why are we hiding the fact? Like, to me, it's always better to be honest with your parents about everything. I tell my parents everything. Even though, and I think also the difference is, again, they're not my biological parents. So it's a different level of trust when it comes to them. But I tell my parents everything. So when it came off the bat, I told them, listen, I smoke weed. You deal with it, you deal with it. You don't, you don't. I still do good in school. I'm still productive. And that's the thing. I feel like parents nowadays, if your kids are productive, doing their grind, getting good grades, doing their shit, and they smoke a little pot on the side, I feel like let that shit go. I don't know. If it's just me, it's just me. But personally, I feel as though let that shit go. Like, you can't kick them out the house. Like, people get kicked out of their house. That's what my friends are telling me. Oh, I'll get kicked out of my house. Like, I wouldn't even be a part of my family. What? This is not crack or cocaine or heroin. This is a piece of grass that somebody decided to light up and smoke one day and was like, yo, this shit lit, you know? So you can't really judge your child if it comes down to that. And, you know, and I'm so thankful. And talking about Thanksgiving and being thankful. I'm thankful for my parents and the way that they are. Like, even when my parents found out I had this podcast, they were like, you know what? Do your grind. You can smoke as much as you need to, because they know. If for me, it's more of a necessity than for, oh, let me get high and have fun. No, for me, this is like, you know, for real. Now, I'll get into that. We'll make that a second part of the episode. But, wow, leash, like the blunt. How about that, you know? That awkward moment where you're in the middle of telling a story, so you forget about the blunt, and then you realize that the whole time you've been holding up the scythe. stifle myself breathing. So, you know, and that's how I feel about parenting and marijuana. Like, when I have my children, I've told my friends this plenty of times. They look at me like I'm psycho. When I have my kids, I'm going to let them smoke when they're 16. That's the age I'll let them smoke. Because I know damn well, once you hit sophomore year, you're about to be exposed to all types of partying shit. I'd rather you be able to tell me, hey, I smoke a little weed, than for me to find out 3 years down the line when I have to put you in rehab for heroin and cocaine, for me not being able to teach you and let, you know, tell my child, like, it's cool to smoke weed, but stay with weed. If my child comes to me and says, Mom, I smoke weed, like, I will never get mad at them. I mean, if they come to me when they're like 12, 13, 14, 15, I'm gonna say, hold up, we had a discussion. You're supposed to start when you're 16 if you start any narcotics. My child will not be able to drink till they're about 18, of course, when they're with me. Of course. Because here's the thing with me and parenting and narcotics in general. You can't put a hold on your kids' parents. Say for the parents in the back. You can't put a hold on your children. Because whether they tell you or not, they're doing it. Whether it be sex, whether it be drugs, whether it be just gambling, shit like that, crimes in general, they're doing it. So for me, I'd rather have an open household when I'm grown and have kids, for where my children can come to me and be like, yo, Mom, my plug ain't hit me back. What's your plug looking like? You know, when they're 16, 17, 18, not when they're 13, 14, 15, 16, you know, before they six. When you hit your 16th birthday, we'll light a blunt. Just know that. That's what it'll be. Like, and yes, I will still be smoking when I have kids. For all of y'all out there, it's like, oh, what, really? I don't see no problem if you smoking a blunt every so now and often when you're raising a child. A child is a stressful situation. A stressful situation. And for some people, like me, you know, they don't have the nerve strength or the ability to understand that this is my baby, this is my child, he's going to annoy the shit out of me right now, but, you know, I could do this. No, they need to have an extra layer of help with that. So I feel like if a parent has a blunt or two a week when they have a kid, that's cool. Good for that parent. You know, anything, because you see all the shit in the news lately. Just recently, I saw some shit about a dad raping his child, you know, stuff like that. I see shit in social media when it comes to, like, moms killing their children, postpartum depression. That shit is real. So a blunt or two a week, I think, will definitely help cure that situation. In my opinion, that's the least of view of it all. I don't know about y'all. Y'all could probably think that, oh, what? You smoking when you got kids? That's irresponsible. What the fuck ever? Hey, your opinion's your opinion. My opinion's my opinion. But personally, I believe that if you have a child and you were a weed smoker before that child, of course you're not smoking weed while you're pregnant. Let's get that straight right now. Hold on. Skirt. We're not smoking weed while we're pregnant. We smoking weed when we get our birth to our child a couple months after them niggas come out the womb. You know, I'm going to give myself a couple months, of course. I need to get used to having a kid around and be sober with it. But after that baby hit about 5-6 months, a bitch smoking a blunt a week. How much you want to bet? I will be out there smoking my blunt outside my house. Like, but anyway, yeah, like, and then another reason that I feel as though, like, parents shouldn't be on their children about smoking weed is, oh, let me say this real quick. So I was watching this new show. You know, guys, I'm queen of the weird shows. I watch a lot of old shows. I watch a lot of shows that a lot of black bitches like me don't be watching. My friends make fun of me for it, but what the fuck ever. I watch Golden Girls. I watch TV Land. TV Land's my shit. Shout out to TV Land. You know, so TV Land has this new show called Mom. It's about this mother and daughter. And the daughter has kids. And the mother was very neglectful and a drug addict and alcoholic. And so she's in AA now. And it turns out that the daughter went through the same trauma from being raised by that type of mother. And she decided, now she has kids, so she wanted to go to AA and get clean, be better for her kids. Cool. It's a comedy show, first of all. It's not dark because the way I'm just describing it, but it's a comedy show. So the kid, it was an episode on yesterday that her child, the boy, she has a son. He's like 10, and her ex-husband that has the father of her children, he smoked weed every damn day. Every damn day, he smoked weed. So the kid, the son, got mixed, like, he found the stash of the dad and started smoking a blunt out of it. And his dad caught him, And it came down in the show that the mom was like, how could this happen? Oh, doesn't he know we have addictive personalities? Oh, you know, da 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 da. I get it. He's 10 years old. But the issue is, once that nigga hits 16, you can't be like that. Because, first of all, 16-year-olds go through so much shit. And for all you guys listening, you're my age or older or younger, but you smoke weed, so you know what I'm talking about. So if you don't smoke weed, you're starting to get persuaded to smoke weed by listening to this show. Thanks for the support. But like, I feel like 16-year-olds go through so much depression, so much anger, so much angst. When I was 16, I was mad. I wish I had weed back then, you know? And so I feel like if you let your 16-year-old smoke weed sometimes, that'll help with any anxiety that nigga has. Because like me, when I was younger, like I said, I used to be angry all the time. Because I had really bad, I still have really bad anxiety. Really bad anxiety. So like, the thing is for me, oh, my neighbor came home. She be looking at me sometimes sideways when she see me in my car smoking. Also, update, the sunrise is still on its way. What time is it? I couldn't tell you because I'm an idiot and I'm recording. Wow. So 3 minutes for sunrise, guys. 6:54. Okay. So what was I saying? I have really bad anxiety. So for me, I know as soon as I started smoking weed when I got to college, life was grand. Okay. Things were better for me. I started looking at shit. Like, you know how, like, who made that joke about the, Cat Williams, how he made the joke, how weed has a little, piece of it in it called fuck it, the fuck it component? That's what I literally had. It was like, fuck this, stop being so mad, stop being so angry, stop being so anxiety ridden, like, chill out, life is grand. Whenever I feel myself getting anxiety, I smoke, you know, or whenever I feel like, you know, I'm chilling, I'll smoke. Now, not to say that that's a good thing or a bad thing. You know, people like to smoke however much they like to smoke during the day. But I'm saying as though in terms of a child and your child has anxiety, pass that nigga the blunt. Pass that nigga the blunt. I feel like parents shouldn't be out here like, oh, let me pump my kids full of anxiety medication and different drugs with different names you can't even pronounce, but you can say marijuana. Marijuana is so damn easy. I don't get that. Like, people love... especially black youth. Oh my God, let me not be woke right now, but black youth are prescribed so many different medications. Like me and my mom talk about this all the time. So many different medications. Different medications that really don't have the same effect. They all have like a little bit or a little bit more of the same damn amount of effect on your body to help you out. And they all trying to cause different prices, and they all have different names that you cannot pronounce. Chemicals you are pumping in your body, and black men are always diagnosed with these disorders, these mental disorders, and saying that we're depressed, ADHD, da 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 da, post-traumatic, shit like that, when all them niggas need is a blunt. All them niggas need is a blunt. But yet the first thing that a white doctor wants to do is prescribe them some medication for something. Ritalin's the number one prescribed medication for black youth. Look that shit up. It's the fact. Ritalin is the number one. They love saying we got ADHD. They love saying black youth have ADHD. I got diagnosed with ADHD. Bitch, I wasn't even hyper. But you show one thing outside the normal constraint of what a child is supposed to act like, and they diagnose you with ADHD. So all I'm saying is, parents, your kid come to you going, Mom, I don't feel good. Like, I'm not feeling well lately. Like, I'm not in the right state of mind. Get that nigga blunt. Get that nigga blunt. That's all I gotta say. Give that nigga a blunt. Because if you give your child, if you let your child start smoking at 16, 17, 18, I guarantee you the rate of school shootings will go the fuck down. I prophesize this. Shit will be better. Just let your kid have a blunt. I can see if that nigga came to you like, oh, I'm doing meth now, or I'm doing narcotics. Make sure you let your child know that weed is guaranteed. Okay, remember that motto, because that's what I'm gonna teach my kid. Weed is guaranteed. You won't ever have to worry about paying more than $20-$30 for it to get high on weed. No more than 10, nigga. You can go half with a nick and still be able to get high. You gotta pay $50, $60, $70, $80, $90 for meth, heroin, crack, cocaine, you know? No! Nigga, weed is guaranteed. Weed is guaranteed. You guaranteed to get some weed, whether or not, whatever type of situation in, whatever your financial pocket's looking like, you guaranteed to get some weed. Weed is the easiest, most common drug to get a hold of because it's so damn reliable with its benefits. I ain't never heard nobody say a con about weed. And if you ever say a con about weed, it's because you're not smoking it right. Or you're smoking it from the wrong people. You're smoking the wrong shit. Your shit not good. You know?
All right, so it's been 3 minutes. And update, it looks like it's about to rain. Like, it don't even got no actual breakage. Like, how will we... Like, my school, how it looks out there. I don't see any colors. I'm looking for colors. I don't see colors anywhere.
But yeah, but that's how I feel. Like, parents, stop. Just stop it. Like, let your kid succeed. Let your child thrive. Let them figure it out. But make sure you let them know this, that you could, weed is guaranteed not to kill you. Weed is guaranteed. Weed is guaranteed can apply to so many other sentences. You can stick weed is guaranteed in front of anything else and it'll be guaranteed. Weed is guaranteed to make me funny. Weed is guaranteed to make this shit easier to get through. Weed is guaranteed to make me listen to you. You know, shit like that. But weed is always guaranteed. Niggas be out here trying to get high off of paint. Niggas be out here licking paint. Getting mental issues off of these random ass, weird ass drugs that people like smoking. No, not I, said the leash. Not me. I keep forgetting about my blunt, guys.
I wish I had like a...
Cause... Shit. I come up with so many different sayings when it comes to weed and shit. What do I got? You gotta die to get the high. You gotta cough yourself. If you cough, it ain't no problem. You gotta die to get the high. That's why I don't judge people. You know, I've met somebody, Scythe, and they judge you when you cough. You know what I mean? Like, they look at you sideways. Like, how dare you cough in the Scythe? Like, nigga, this blunt pulling. Like, this shit hit. Like, I can't help it. Sorry for being a failure. Bitch, whenever I talk and I keep seeing my breath, it's making me sad because a bitch is really cold. And I was hoping the hot box would make it hot, but it's not hot. It's not hot at all. My car gonna be too loud if I turn it on, so yeah, here to freeze. Where do I go from here? I'm mad it's really raining. I brought my laptop out here. I'm really upset. But yeah, Thursday, it's a little raspy. Take a sip. Sippy. Whatchamacallit. Thursday is fastly approaching today. It's currently Wednesday because I'm a slacker and I suck. And I don't know why I don't post Lit Like Leash when I post you on Tuesdays at 4:20. Stay tuned. But yeah, I suck. Sorry. Probably going to post this tonight because I'm late. Thursday is fastly approaching. And I guess to end the episode off, I'll say something I'm thankful for. I am thankful for good bud and hella love. Thanks, guys. See you next time.